The homework for next week.
所以这个下个星期的这个家庭作业呢，就是
Now, please do not everyone cheer and get excited at once.
大家不用一起高兴欢呼。
But the reading is from Leviticus, your favorite book.
然后呢，这个是你最喜欢读的书，那个圣经传记就是最好的一本书。
I see some people shaking your head no.
有的人一看到这个就开始摇头了。
I hope next week I can help you to see it is a wonderful book.
我下个星期希望能帮助你看到说这是一个很有性很精彩的一本书。
Yes, it can be boring at places.
对，利未记有些地方好像是挺枯燥的。
But it is very has a wonderful message for us.
但是它有一个非常一个好的信，对我们是一个很精彩的信息。
For homework, I am not asking you to read the whole book.
家庭作业不是让你把利未记整个读一遍。
That would be too much to ask.
就太多了。
But if you will read these chapters,
如果你只是读这些章
，look for the word holy.
再用找那个圣洁那个词。
And watch how it what it teaches us about what it means to be holy.
然后这些章节就教导了我们关于圣洁的什么地方。
Now for this week we are looking at Exodus.
这个今天呢，我们来看这个出埃及记。
And I ask you to look for the idea of covenant in Exodus.
我就是想让你们看说在这个埃及出埃及记里面这个约意味着什么。
And what the book of Exodus shows us about a covenant.
这个埃及记就在给我们讲了关于约的什么东西。
Now this week as I was reviewing this, I thought maybe my question was a little too vague, so I may have made it too difficult for you.
上个星期我在看的时候，我就觉得说，好像我的这个问题问得太模糊了。
But when you think of covenant, what does that mean to you?
当你想到约这个约定这个约这个词的时候，那你首先想到什么呢？
Okay.
就说如果我们不能遵守这个约定，那我们就有后果。
If we fail to follow the covenant, we will have the consequences.
如果我们不能跟随这个约定呢，我们就有个后果。
Someone else. I may ask you to repeat that in a minute if I forget. Someone else.
还有别的答案吗？ Yeah, Sharon is talking.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay,
就是约意味的就好像是一个保证一个应许，就是说你给了这个应许之后，你就说你保证你不会就是失言。他说这个约呢就是包括两方双方。
Super, super, okay. All right, you have hit the key of what I would like for you to understand about a covenant.
所以大家已经讲到了这个我想讲的这个约的这个重点。
I actually want to do them out of that a different order than what you gave them.
我可能是讲的跟大家刚才给答案顺序是不同。
It involves two parties.
第一个这个约呢是代表了有牵涉到两方。
Almost always a stronger party and a weaker party.
基本上这个约呢都是从这两方，一方是比较强的，一方是比较弱的。
And the order I would like for you to remember them is, first of all,
我想让大家记住的顺序，第一是
The blessings and promises that come.
第一个是所应许的这个福气。
And then second of all, the judgment that comes if we break the covenant.
就是如果你不遵守这个约的话。
Here is why I like that order.
我为什么喜欢刚才说那个顺序呢？
One of, to me, the key verses of Exodus is Exodus 20.
对我来讲，这个金句。这个出埃及记里的金句就是二十章二十节。
For me, the theme of Exodus is two parts.
对我来讲，这个出埃及记的这个主题是两个部分。
I think it's there.
就是这个slide.
Redemption and relationship.
就是救赎和一个是救赎，一个是
Exodus chapter 20, verse 20.
I'm looking for my slide. 哦，他说两个主题，一个是救赎，一个是关系。
Moses said to the people, "Fear not."
摩西在创就这章说到敬畏神说，说二十章二十节说，摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕。
For God is come to test you.
因为神降临是要试验你们。
That his fear may be before your faces.
叫你们时常敬畏他。
That you sin not.
不是犯罪。
To me, this verse is the key of understanding covenant.
所以呢，对我来讲，你如果要能够真正理解这个约，这个是一个关键点。
He says, "Don't be afraid."
第一个，他说你不要惧怕。
And why are we not afraid?
为什么我们不要惧怕呢？
Because we fear God.
因为我们敬畏神。
Do you see that? It's the same word both times.
你有没有看到这个是两个是一个在这个顺序中？
Now, is it the same word in Chinese?
What?
Fear.
They have a different translation.
Different translation.
The first one, they said, do not fear. It's like kind of, do not be scary.
Good.
But, yeah.
And the second one is?
It's like respect the one.
The so, Chinese is better than English.
No, they translate differently. For fear, sometimes they translate do not scare. Sometimes they translate to kind of fear because of respect.
Okay,
respect.
All right.
So,
in this verse,
so 在这句经文里边,
the first definition, the first fear should be the first word you use.
Yeah.第一个它因为在中文里边的这个英文里的敬畏呢在中文里翻成英文里边这个讲敬畏词中文翻成两个 sorry 一个是惧怕一个是敬畏那第一个是对的惧怕就是那种害怕
Don't be afraid
就是说你不要害怕不要惧怕
Then the reason you don't need to be afraid is the second definition of fear
但是你不要惧怕的原因就是这个英文这个 fear 词的第二个定义
You have respectFor God.
因为呢，你尊敬神，然后你就敬畏神。
Now there are two ways that people can miss the covenant.
所以呢，人在这个理解这个约的时候呢，有两个不方面一般会出错。
One way.
一个就是
is to only think.
就是只想到
of that fear.
只想
of, oh, he's going to do something to me if I make him angry.
一种就是只有惧怕，就是说，哎呦，我要是做了什么不好了，会让他生气。
There are people who go through life afraid.
所以呢，这个人在过生活的时候就一直在害怕。
Of God.
就对神一直很害怕。
They think he has a giant hammer and he is waiting to hit you as soon as you do something wrong.
他就觉得神手里拿了个大锤子，只要你一做错事他就锤你，就打下来。
Moses says, "Don't be afraid."
所以摩西说，你不要惧怕。
He is your God. He's made covenant with you.
他是你的神，他要跟你，他是跟你有约的。
But the second mistake.
但是另外一个错误，人常犯的错误就是。
And I think this is the mistake that is more common today.
我觉得这种错误呢，在今天就更盛行。
Is to have no respect for God.
就是对神完全没有任何的尊敬。
And to say, ah, he's my buddy in the sky.
哦，说那个神是在天上的，我的好朋友。
I don't have to obey him. He's just my buddy.
我也不用听他了，他就是我的好友，最好的朋友。
The reason Israel does not need to fear God is because they respect him.
之所以就是说你不害怕神，是因为你敬畏神。
I was never afraid of my father.
我从来都没有害怕我，惧怕我的父亲。
Now I know some people do not have good fathers.
我知道有些可能你们没有说很好的父亲。
I was blessed with a good father.
我是很蒙福，我有一位好父亲。
But I also knew that I had to respect him.
但是我也知道说我需要尊敬他。
Because if I did not,
如果我不尊敬他的话
，I was going to fear him.
我就要害怕他了。
Okay,
对不对
？The right kind of fear.
所以这个正确的这种敬畏
kept me from the wrong kind of fear.
就是这个正确的这个敬畏，这个害怕。就不让我去有那种错误的害怕。
That's the key to covenant in Exodus.
所以呢，这个就是这个在出埃及记里这个约的重点。
That's why he gives them all these laws.
所以这就是为什么神给他们这些律法。
They are not laws to make life miserable.
这些律法不是让你的生活很糟糕。
They are laws to make life good.
这个律法是为了让你的生活更美好。
How many of you have driven a car in Beijing or Shanghai or a whole bunch of Chinese cities where everyone is just going where they want to?
多少人在中国开过车，不管是北京、上海还是别的城市，反正人就是想怎么开就怎么开。多少人在国内开过车
？When I go to Lagos, Nigeria.
我在去那个尼日利亚一个城市的时候
，I get in the back seat of the car and I just close my eyes.
我就只要坐在车上面，我就把眼睛闭起来。
And I say, God, I'm on my way to see you.
然后我就说神啊，我都在我要去见你的路上了。
Please open the gate. I am coming.
你把天上的门打开吧，我已经要来了。
Because no one is afraid.
因为在那个尼日利亚没人害怕。
Of the police.
没人害怕警察。
Because there are thousands of cars going everywhere.
因为那个在那个尼日利亚有好多好多的车到处乱开。
There are a few police standing on a big step in the middle of the road with stop signs.
然后呢，这个警察呢就在那个路的一个中心，然后中间有个高高的台子，就在
中间。And everyone is going around them.
然后就有一个举着一个停车的牌子，然后那个车就在他四周乱开。
And here's the problem.
这个问题来在于什么呢
？Because there is no law.
因为在那边没有那个法律。
It can take an hour to take a 10-minute trip.
本来是十分钟的这个路程呢，在那里要开一个小时。
If everyone followed the law,
如果每个人都遵守这个交通规则
，it would be easier. The law is good; it's not to make it bad.
这个法律是好的，是为了让这个事情运行得很顺利，不是说为了伤害人。
You must always start there with reading Exodus.
所以你要从这一点开始来读创世记。
God is not saying in Exodus.
神不是在出埃及记里说。
If you do this, 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 you'll be my people.
如果你这样做那样做，你就是我的子民。
He is saying, because you are my people.
他说，因为你是我的百姓。
You will do this, 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 and this.
所以你做这个那个。
You understand the difference?
了解到这个不同了吗
？Is it possible?
有没有可能
？To follow all the Ten Commandments?
有没有可能就是说你遵守十诫
？And have no relationship with God?
和神是没有关系的。Yes.
Absolutely.
肯定的。
Even if you don't kill anyone, you can still be a sinner.
你就算你不杀人，你也是可能是个罪人。
The Ten Commandments do not make you a Christian.
这个十诫不能让你成为基督徒。
But,
但是
if you are a Christian, if you have relationship with God,
但是如果你是基督徒，你和神是有关系的。
Then you will willingly choose.To follow those commands.
然后你就会心甘情愿地去遵守这些法、这些规则、这些诫命。
Because you see, he says, don't take my name in vain. Don't treat me lightly.
因为神说你，确实神说你不可妄称耶和华你神的名。
And if you have a relationship with him,
如果你和神是有关系的。
You don't want to treat him lightly. You don't want to take his name in vain. You want to respect him.
你想尊敬神，你不想轻视神的名字，你不会妄称耶和华的名。
The law of Exodus says, "Here is how you live in your relationship with me."
所以那个律法就是说，你是在你，因为你跟我有关系，这是你是你就是这样生活的。
It doesn't earn that relationship.
它并不会说你。这样做就赢得了你和神的关系。
It is the natural outgrowth.
这是一个很
relationship.
因为你和神有关系，这个自然而然的后果，一个结果。
That difference.
那个不同。
Will revolutionize how we think about God's law.
这样子会完全的翻转我们对神的律法的看法。
Because if we don't understand that.
如果我们不了解这个。
We are always thinking God's law is like a little box to make
you miserable. 我们就总觉得说神好像这个律法就像一个盒子似的，让我们过得很不舒服。
I want to step here, and God says, "Nope, you have to stay in the box."
我本来想往前走一步，神说不行，你待在这个盒子。
And the Christian life becomes what the Pharisees had in the New Testament.
这个基督徒的生活就像在新约里边这些法利赛人的生活。
I have to live in this little box.
我就要住在这个把我紧紧压住的小盒子里。
God's law is not that.
神的律法不是这样的。
God's law is a boundary.
神的律法其实是一个界限。
That says outside that boundary there are some terrible dangers.
他就是说你其实在那个界限之外有些很可有很大的危险。
And I love you enough.
但是我很爱你。
That I want to keep you away from those dangers.
所以我就不想让你有那些危险性。
When my children were young,
当我的孩子小的时候
we had a fence around our yard.
我们的那后院呢是有这个篱笆的。
Why did we have that fence?
我们为什么要有这种篱笆呢
？Answer A.
答案一。
I wanted my children to be miserable.
我想让我的孩子很不高兴。
And so I made a fence so they couldn't go anywhere.
所以我就给他们建了个篱笆，所以他们哪儿都去不了。
Or answer B.
或者答案二。
I wanted my children to be safe.
我想我的孩子安全。
So I fenced as much as I could, knowing inside this area they are safe.
所以我就把篱笆能做多大就做多大，这样我知道在这个篱笆里边都是安全的。
Right?
是不是？
Answer B is the correct answer.
大家都知道第二个答案是正确的。这个篱笆呢
is a sign of love.
是一个，其实是一个爱的表现，爱的记号。在那个出埃及记里边。
And that is the role of the law in our life today.
这就像好像律法在我们生活中的这种作用。
Some people, as soon as they hear, "Oh, you're going to teach about the Old Testament," they think, "Ah, that doesn't interest me."
有些人一听说哦，你要讲旧约，说我可对这个不感兴趣。
The Old Testament says,
这旧约说
"Here is how to live within boundaries that will make your life fulfilling."
这个旧约是说你是如何活在这个界限之中，让你的生活很满足。
This is how to live in this fear of God.
这个就是说你如何是在对神的敬畏之中来生活。
And as long, Moses says, as long as you live in this fear of God, you don't need to be afraid of other things.
摩西说只要你活在对神的敬畏当中，你就不需要害怕别的事情。
You see, my children,
我的孩子们，
Imagine that it would have been my son, not my daughter. It would have been my son.
经常是我儿子，不是我女儿。
Who would, could have climbed across the fence.
比如说他可以爬过那个篱笆。
And goes charging down the road when he's 3 years old.
然后当三岁的时候就可以在路上大摇大摆地走。
And close to our house is a busy street.
但是离我们家挺近的，其实那个路上车挺多的。
With a lot of drivers who are from up north and they think it's an interstate.
然后呢好多这个开车的人都是从北方来的，天天在高速上，洲际高速上开车。
The other direction is a railroad track.
然后他另外我们家的另外一边呢是个铁路。
If my son, when he was 3, climbed across the fence, now he would need to be very afraid.
如果我的孩子他就是爬过那个篱笆到外边，他其实应该很害怕。
Inside the fence.
在这个篱笆之内。
I can say, fear not.
我可以对他说不要惧怕。
You are safe.
你很安全。
Outside the fence,
但是如果他一旦出了这个篱笆，
you must be very afraid.
你最好害怕。
In a few months,
再过几个月，
we will get to 1st and 2nd Kings.
我们就会讲那个列王记上下。
When we get to Kings, we will see Israel has forgotten this verse.
我们到了列王记的时候，我们就知道以色列人已经忘记了这句。
They haven't just climbed across the fence; they've torn the fence down.
他们不仅说跨过篱笆，他们把篱笆都给毁坏了。
Every commandment they are breaking.
神的所有的诫命，他们都不遵守。
Have no other gods. They're worshiping other gods.
就是说，神说不，除我之外，你不可有别的神。他们在敬拜假神。
Don't worship idols. They're worshiping idols.
不可为自己雕刻偶像。他们在
拜偶像。Go down the list. They're breaking them all.
然后呢，神的这个律法，他们通通不遵守。
And here comes the army of Assyria.
然后这时候呢，就从那个来了这个亚述大军就来了。
Now remember, as long as they're following this,
只要他们遵守这个
，Don't be afraid of the army of Assyria.
你就不用惧怕那个亚述大军。
I'll fight for you, God says.
神说我会替你征战。
But now,
但是现在呢
，Assyria defeats them.
但是现在的亚述王就打败了他们。
We go a little further. Here comes the army of Babylon from the other direction.
然后我们再看列王记呢，就从那个巴比伦来了大军。
Before, don't be afraid.
在那之前说你不要惧怕。
But now they must be very afraid.
现在他们就要很害怕。
The army of Babylon destroys their temple.
然后这个巴比伦的军队呢，就把他们的圣殿毁了。
Carries the people into slavery.
然后就把这些人都掳去做奴隶。
Why?
为什么？
Because they no longer feared God, and now they have to fear everything else.
因为呢，他们不再敬畏神，所以他们现在就害怕各种各样的事情。
That's the root for understanding the book of Exodus.
所以呢，这个就是这个出埃及记的一个根基。
Now we ran out of time last week.
上个星期我没时间了。
I fear we will run out again.
我想我今天可能讲
不完。But I asked you a question at the end of class last week.
但是上个星期呢，我最后就问大家。
Four main names in Genesis 12 to 15.
在创世纪的十二到五十章里面讲了四个人物。
This is your exam.
这现在就是你的考试了。
I'll post grades on the back door.
回去以后我就把你们的分数都写在门上。
First name?
第一个是谁？那个出埃及记。
Abraham, very good. A plus.
大家都是得了 A, 100分。
Second name?
第二个呢？
Isaac.
就是以撒。
Third name?
第三个呢？
Jacob. Now, wait.
第三个是
雅各。What name should be fourth?
第四个名字应该是什么呢？
Judah.
犹大。
Because it's the line of the kings.
因为这个是王的
这个家谱。Line of the Messiah.
因为这是弥赛亚的家谱。
Instead, what is the fourth name?
但是我们看到第四个人物讲的是谁呢？
Joseph.
约瑟。
And I asked you last week.
上个星期我问的问题是。
Why Joseph instead of Judah?
为什么是约瑟而不是犹大呢？
What did you decide?
大家的答案是什么？大家的答案是什么？
You did really well.
没有的。
Okay, let me give you what I think is the answer.
那现在我给大家讲一下，我觉得是为
什么原因。The five books of the Pentateuch are one big book.
我们知道这个摩西五经。
In five parts.
它是摩西五经，就是由、okay. 就是其实原来是一本整书，然后有五个部分。
If God,
如果是神
I'm sorry, if Moses,
如果摩西。
And yes, God, the Holy Spirit who inspired this.
就是神，就是圣灵在帮他写。
Were a bad author.
如果圣灵跟摩西是一个写作一个不好的作者。
The fourth character would have been Judah.
那第四个我们讲到的人物应该是
犹大。And we would have read about Judah.
然后我们就会读犹大的一生。
And suddenly we would have turned the page to Exodus.
然后我们突然就转到这个出埃及记。
And we'd say, huh? Israel's in.Egypt.
然后我们就会说，哦，以色列是在那个埃及。
Why is Israel in Egypt?
为什么他们在
埃及呢？ The story wouldn't make any sense.
这样的话，你的这个故事就好像没一点都没有道理。
Genesis ends with Joseph.
所以呢，创世纪呢结束的时候讲约瑟，然后就是把我们预备好进入这个出埃及记。
Because what happens is,
那个发生了什么事情呢？
You know the end of the book of.Genesis.
你知道在这个创世纪的结束的时候
There is famine.
那在那边有饥荒
God uses Joseph to
神用约瑟
rescue Israel.
救了以色列人
But they end up coming to Egypt for that.
所以他们就是因为要逃避饥荒最后就来到了埃及
Abraham is sold into slavery by his brothers.
约瑟被他的兄弟卖为奴隶
But at the end of Genesis, we see that great verse when Joseph says, "You meant it for evil."
就是说，最后我们知道《创世纪》里边那个约瑟说，你们的意思是要害我。
But God meant it for good.
但神的意思原是好的。
And we end the book of Genesis.
所以我们《创世纪》结束的时候
，with Israel living in Egypt.
我们就看到，就是以色列人现在都住在埃及。
They are an honored people because of what Joseph has done for the Egyptians.
因为约瑟为埃及人所做的，所以他们在这个埃及地的以色列人是一个很尊贵的客人。
And that's where Genesis ends.
所以这是创世纪的结束的时候。
Then we come to Exodus.
现在我们到了出埃及记。
Joseph dies.
约瑟死了。
All his brothers.
他的兄弟也都死了。
That generation,
并那一代的人都死了。
And the people are growing.
然后以色列人就是很繁茂。
Verse 8.
第八节。
There arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph.
又不认识约瑟的新王起来治理。
And now we begin to have the persecution of the Israelites in Egypt.
现在我们就开始看到了这个对以色列人的逼迫。
And so the book of Exodus is going to bring Israel back from Egypt back to Canaan.
所以出埃及记呢是说把以色列人从埃及带出来回到他们的应许之地。
And it's going to do it in two parts.
然后它有两个部分。
The first part I have called the theme of redemption.
它有两个主题，第一个部分是救赎。
That is, he saves them out.Of Egypt.
就是把他们从埃及中救出来，埃及救出来。
To me, the event that demonstrates that is the Passover.
对我来讲，这个救赎的它的一个代表就是逾越节。
A time when God rescues His people.
就是当神一个把他的百姓拯救出来的一个时期。
But that's not the end of the book.
但是这还不是这本书的结尾。
And this is very important for us today.
对我们来讲非常的重要。
This is not an exact parallel.
这个不是一个就是非常工整的一个。
But in the life of a believer.
但是对于一个就是基督徒一个基督徒
的生命。We could say that Passover.
我们可以说我们的逾越节。
Is baptism.
就是我们的作为基督徒，就
是我们的受洗。That is the symbol when you are rescued from sin and brought into covenant with God.
那个就象征着神把我们从罪恶中拯救出来，让我们进到和神的关系当中，跟神的约中。
But Exodus does not stop with Passover.
出埃及记并不是就到逾越节就结束了。
Because God is never satisfied just to rescue us.
因为神并不满足于只是把我们救出来。
He then wants to build relationship with us.
神接着是要想要跟我们建立关系。
He wants Israel. They have been in Egypt for 400 years.
这个以色列人在埃及待了四百年。
Most of them have forgotten everything that they were taught by their parents and their grandparents that has been passed down. They've forgotten what God was like.
所以呢，很多人他们就完全忘记了他们的祖先，他们的祖辈们告诉他们关于神是什么样的，他们完全忘记了神。
And so God begins to build relationship with them.
所以神就开始跟他们建立关系。
I have told some of you, probably I know in the men's meeting, about my student who is a recovering alcoholic.
我跟你们讲过，有个学生，他是一个在恢复的一个酗酒者，过去醉酒的人。
And he told me there is a term in AA called a dry drunk.
他说有一个律师是管，就是专门做这种，就是说你喝醉，叫醉驾，酒驾。
And he said, "This is what that means."
他说这个酒驾的意思是什么？就是 drive drunk， 不是吗 ？Drive drunk， what's that mean? Just the cook。
A drunk who is not drinking anymore.
哦，那叫什么？干？哦 ，dry drunk， 就是说那个不喝酒的一种一种醉酒的状态的一种。
Sorry, that's probably not a common term.
I didn't know.
Good news, she's not part of AA.
我不是不懂这个，说明我从来不用那个。
We now know she's not an alcoholic.
现在知道我肯定从来不。
A dry drunk, he says, is a person who has quit drinking.
就是这个叫干，怎么？反正说这个人已经不喝酒了。
But
但是呢
，they have not replaced that with anything to fill the empty spot.
但是呢，他们虽然不喝酒，但是他们还。没有另外一个东西来替代他们里边这个就是这个瘾或者这个空的地方。
They are dry.
他们里边是很空很干枯的。
But they have not solved the root problem.
他们没有就是解决了这个根本的问题。
And he said, as long as you are there,
说只要你是在那个过程中间
you are one drink,
你就会只要
from being back where you were.
所以呢这种状态叫做那种你一旦一喝酒呢，你就又会回到过去的这个，就是这个酗酒的状态。
But he told me,
然后他就告诉我
，The people who succeed with AA,
他说，就是说能够真的是能停下来的
，are those who are able to replace alcohol with something that fills that void.
他们就是说能够用别的东西来替代这个酒，酒精对他们的控制，能够让他们觉得能够填满他们的里边的这种干枯，这种空虚。
God rescued Israel out of Egypt.
神把那个以色列人从埃及里就救出来了。
But that's not enough.
但是那个还不够。
If that's all He does,
如果那就是神，单单就是神做的
，they will be free from Egypt.
他们可能就从埃及里自由了。
But they'll have nothing.
但是他们什么都没有。
They'll be out in the wilderness because they've left Egypt.
他们可能就待在旷野里，因为他们离开了埃及。
And they'll have nowhere to go.
然后他们也不知道去哪儿。
Their life is empty.
然后他们的生命还是
很空虚。And so the second part of the book is about relationship.
所以这个出埃及记的第二部分就是讲到这个实践关系。
And that is represented. I've put one thing here. There's really two.
然后其实里面有两部分，但是我只写了一个，就是
The Ten Commandments.
就是实践。
Because they are not about just a set of rules; they are about relationship.
这个世界不是说一堆的规则，
and the tabernacle.
而是在于我们的关系。另外一个就是那个帐幕。
Now, very quickly, the first part of the book.
第一个部分就是救赎。
Two things that represent this deliverance, this redemption.
有两件事情代表了神的这个拯救。
The plagues.
You mean the plagues? 哦，就是那个石灾。
Let me just quickly say a little bit about them.
所以我就很快讲一下十灾。
I think when we read through the plagues, we just kind of, it's a bunch of things that God does to make Egypt miserable, so they'll let Israel go.
所以好像我们读说好像就是神对这个埃及做了一些事情，让他们的生活很糟糕，他们最后就让以色列人离开了。
But God's purpose was much greater than just making the Egyptians miserable.
但是神的这个目的远远大于只是让埃及人过得很不舒服，过一个很糟糕的生活。
You see, who is God over Israel?
谁是以色列的神呢？
Who is sovereign over Israel?
谁是对就是以色列的主宰呢？ God.
God.
那是神，耶和华神。
Wasn't a trick question.
但是那个不是一个很难的问题。
Next question.
第二个问题。
Who is sovereign over Egypt?
谁是埃及的主宰呢？
God.
还是神。
God. But who does the Egyptians think is sovereign over Egypt?
但是埃及人，他们觉得谁是埃及的人的主宰呢？他们觉得是法老是他们的主宰。
You see the problem?
你看到这个问题了吗？
God is sovereign over everything.
神是所有事情，整个世界的主宰。
But the Egyptians don't know that.
但是埃及人不知道这个。
And so they have put Pharaoh in that position.
所以他们把法老放在了那个位置上。
They have put other gods in that position.
他们把别的神放在了那个主宰的位置上。
And the plagues,
所以这些灾害
，are intended to show,
就是要显示
God is sovereign.
神是主全能的神，神是主宰的神。
Listen to this verse from Numbers that explains this.
来，请大家听那个在民数记。
Numbers 33 verse 4.
就在民数记第三十三章第
四节。On their gods, the gods of the Egyptians.
第三十三章第四节说 ，Oh, just give me a moment. Okay, 那时。
On the gods of the Egyptians, the Lord executed judgment.
33
verse 4. The last part of the verse.
It's Numbers, right?
Numbers.
34, not 4.
33. Verse 4. Do I have it wrong?
I don't think it's that verse.
Okay, then here's what the verse says. I may have the wrong reference.
Yeah.
On the gods of the Egyptians,
神击杀了他们的
Yes, the last part of the verse.
Which?
Is this?
33:4. Oh, 耶和华也败坏他们的神. Sorry.
On the gods of the Egyptians, the Lord executed judgment.
耶和华也败坏他们的神.
You see, let me give you some examples.
我给大家一个例子.
The Egyptians worshipped the Nile River.
这个埃及人呢，他们是拜那个尼罗河.
The god Hapi.
他们的那个神叫哈皮神.
This was the god that ensured fertility in women.
他们就是这个哈皮这个神，就是他们的那个生育之神.
It was the source of life.
他就是好像说带来一切的生命.
And God says,
然后神说,
No,
不是的,
I am the source of life.
我才是一切生命的源头.
I am sovereign.
我是全能的主宰
神. And he turns the water to blood.
所以神就让那个血水变成血.
There was a god Heket.
他们还有一个叫 Hatek 的神.
He was depicted with a frog's head.
那个这个神呢，说是有个青蛙的头.
Part of his job was to control the frog population.
他的这个神呢，他的这个工作呢，就是要控制这个青蛙的数量.
God says, No, I am sovereign.
神说我是全能的.
You want to worship frogs? I'll give you some.
你不是想拜青蛙吗？那我就给你一些青蛙。
Every one of the plagues,
所以所有的这个灾害
are an attack on a false god.
所以每一个灾害都是对这个假神的一个攻击，一个败坏。
Even that terrible last plague,
就算是最后的这个就是杀长子之灾
，the death of the firstborn,
就是杀长子
，in Egyptian religion.
在这个埃及人的这个宗教中
，the firstborn son belong in every family. The firstborn son belonged to the gods.
他们的头生的儿子都属于他们的那个假神。
And God takes them.
但是神把这个拿走了，把他们。
God will not tolerate any rivals.
神不会容忍任何对手。
That's why He says, "I am a jealous God."
所以神说我是忌邪的神。
Now let me try to explain that just briefly.
就让我很快的解释一下。
Because when we read that, we think, "Oh, that's horrible."
让我们读，我们说这个太可怕了。
Such a terrible God.
神是一个多么可怕的神。
I was trying to help a man who was having a problem in marriage.
我在想帮一个就是婚姻有问题的一位男士。
And suddenly I came to understand something about what God teaches in Exodus.
所以我就突然能够了解神在出埃及记里所要教导的。
Imagine a man who says to his wife,
想象一个男人，那个丈夫对妻子说，
"You're my wife and I love you."
你是我的妻子，我爱你。
In fact, I love you so much.
我这样的爱你。
That I won't be jealous of you, no matter what you do.
所以呢，不管你做什么，我都不会。
You can have as many lovers as you want. It's okay.
你想有多少情人都没关系。
Because I'm not jealous.
因为我不嫉妒。
I love you.
我爱你。
Does that man really love his wife?
你觉得这样的先生真的爱他的太太吗？
Absolutely not.
肯定不是。
Okay, there is a wrong kind of jealousy.
当然是有那个错误的嫉妒。
But there is the right kind of jealousy.
但是也有一种正确的对的嫉妒，就说
I belong to my wife and she belongs to me.
我属于我的妻子，我的妻子也属于我。
We are committed to each other.
我们对彼此委身。
And if anyone threatens that bond,
所以有任何人就是在威胁到我们之间的这个连结。
I will drive them out.
我肯定要把他赶出去。
That is a jealousy inspired by love.
这是一种因为由爱而起的嫉妒。
And God says,
然后神说，
You are my people.
你们是我的子民。
I love you from eternity.
我从永恒里边就爱你们。
And if any other God tries to win your heart,
如果有任何假的神想要把你们的心给带走，赢得你们的心，
I will destroy them.
我就要毁坏他们。
God wanted the Egyptians and he wanted the Israelites to know.
神想要这个埃及人跟以色列人知道。
I am sovereign.
我是主宰的全能的神。
I am your God. I am the only God.
我是你们的神，我是唯一的神。
It is a jealousy that is inspired by love.
这个嫉妒是因为由爱而起的。
A jealousy that is for their good.
这种嫉妒是为了他们的好处。
You see, there were Egyptians.
在埃及有。
We know this because they were the midwives, Egyptian midwives.
因为在埃及呢，他们有这个产有这个助产士。
Who saw what God was doing?
他们看到神所做的。
And they said, "We fear God."
收生婆，他们那个收生婆就说：“我们敬畏神。
We're going to obey Him."
我们要敬畏，所以我们就听神的话。
God cared for the Egyptians.
所以呢，神就照顾了这些收生
婆。Let me give you an example we'll see in a few weeks.
然后我再给你讲几个星期后讲的一个例子。
God judges the Canaanites because they don't believe Him.
因为神审判了这个迦南人，因为他们不相信神。
But there is a woman named Rahab.
但是再有一个女人，她的名字叫拉哈。
A prostitute.
她是一个妓女。
Who says?
她说。
That God is greater than our gods.
他说他们的神比我们的神更有权能。
I'm going to follow him.
我要去跟随他。
And if you go to the New Testament,
如果你去到新约里面
and read the genealogy of Jesus Christ,
如果你读耶稣基督的家谱
you will see the name of Rahab.
你就会看到拉哈的名字。
That kind of jealousy that God has is a loving jealousy.
所以神的这种嫉妒呢，是出于爱的一种嫉妒。
That says to Rahab,
然后就对亚哈拉哈说，
If you will abandon your false gods and come to me,
如果你真的是离弃你的假神，你跟随我，
I will make you part of my people and my covenant.
我会让你成为我的子民中，也成为我的这个约里边的一部分。
Who says to the Egyptian midwives, "If you will abandon Pharaoh's orders and follow me"?
所以就是对这个埃及的收生婆说，如果你们就是不离弃这个埃及王法老的这个命令，然后你跟随我的命令，我会让你成为我这个约的一部分。
Even the plagues,
就算是在这种
yes, they are painful.
就算是在这种灾害中，虽然很痛苦。
That last plague, destroying the firstborn, it is painful.
虽然在最后的那一灾中，就是杀了所有的长子，非常的痛苦。
But,
但是
all of this comes from a God who is building covenant.
但是所有的这一切都来自一位在建立这个关系的建立这个约的一位神。
And who says?
他对我他说
，I care for you.
我真的是在意你。
I want to build relationship with you.
我想跟你建立关系。
And I will drive out anything that destroys that.
任何要是毁坏、破坏这种东西的，我都会把它赶
出去。If someone were to come to our church, Palm Beach Church,
比如说有些人会来到我们教会
，and begin to teach false teaching.
如果有人来我们教会讲这个错误的东西
，and begin to stir division in the church.
然后是带到给教会里带来纷争。
You know what the elders would do?
那长老们就要怎么做呢？
They would care for you enough
因为他们很在意大
家 that they would confront this.
他们就会去面对那个人
Why?
为什么
Because they care for you.
因为他们在意大家的这个在意大家
That's what God does in Exodus.
这就是神在出埃及记里所做的
So you have the plagues.
所以呢现在你们有这种灾害
You have the Passover.
然后我们有这个逾越节
As God delivers the people.
就像神把他的百姓拯救出来
And then he begins to build relationship.
然后神就开始建立这个开始建立他们的关系
The law
然后就是律法
The tabernacle
帐幕
The law is based on relationship
律法基于这个关系
The law is there to show God's mercy
律法是要显示神的怜悯
There's a Hebrew word that in English is translated mercy
在就是一个希伯来文被翻译成怜悯。
It appears hundreds of times in the Old Testament.
在旧约里边出现了几百次。
I don't know what the Chinese does, but it's much more than mercy.
它就不单单是这个怜悯连续。
It is everlasting love.
它是一种持久的永恒的这种慈爱。
It's much deeper than we tend to think of mercy.
就是我们不是我们所想象的啊，就是可怜这个人，怜悯这个人。
When I was a teacher,
当我是老师的时候
，a student might turn in a paper and it wasn't very good. It ought to get an F.
然后有个学生，比如交作业交的那个论文很不好，我就
And they would say, "Please have mercy on me. I need to pass this course so I can graduate."
然后老师可怜可怜我吧，我需要能够及格，我才能毕业。
And I might say,
我可能会说
"Okay, I'll have mercy and give you a D minus."
可能 that's 我那好吧，我就可怜你，我就给你一个六十分。
That's mercy, right?
那个就是可怜他，怜悯是吧
？But it's not everlasting love.
但是这个可不是一种持久的、一个恒久的一个慈爱。
I don't the rest of my life wonder about this student and care for them as the center of my life.
我不会说在我余生都在想的这个学生会在意他们。
Mercy in the Old Testament is everlasting love.
所以在旧约中的这个怜悯就表示了就是那种恒久的永恒的那种慈爱。
It is based then, the law is based on this relationship.
所以呢这个律法呢是基于这个关系。
Israel was to obey God not simply to meet a list of rules.
以色列人要顺服神不是说就为了遵守这些规则。
But out of relationship with God.
而是出自于和神的关系。
Now, they're ringing that bell.
他们又开始摇铃了。No lunch, so they can.
Sometime I'm going to get here early and steal the bell.
哪天我要早点来把那个铃铛给偷了。
And we'll never finish that way.
所以呢我们就听不到这个铃铛。
Next week I'm gonna stop here.
我现在就要停下来。
Please email me to remind me to update the PowerPoint.
Okay, 我下星期会就是。
What I'm going to do is next week I'm going to try to finish this and take Leviticus and combine them.
所以下个星期我就从这儿开始，然后再加上利未记，然后一起讲。
I knew it was going to be difficult to do this in one book a week.
所以呢，每个星期讲一本书其实是挺困难的。
I am doing my best, brother.
大家要相信我真的是尽力了。
There is much to say.
还有好多要讲的。
But I think we can start to catch up next week.
但是我想下个星期我们可以继续。
Read the chapters in Leviticus.
所以呢，请看记的那个。
Look for what it says about being holy.
就是读那些章节，就是用高光笔画出来圣洁那个词。
And start to get a picture in your mind.
所以在你的脑海中有这么一个图片。
That God is not thundering from heaven.
神不是从天上打雷。
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
不是说不能做这个，不能做那个，不能做那个。
Instead, he is saying.
相反的，神说。
I love you.
我爱你。
I want you to grow in relationship with me.
我想要你在跟我的爱的关系中成长。
And so I am giving you a path for how to live that way.
所以我给你一条道路，让你说如何来活出来。
And if you will live that way,
如果你是那样生活的话
，you will grow to love me.
你就会在对我的爱中成，你就会你对我的爱会成长。
And then you don't need to fear other things.
你就不需要害怕任何别的事。
Dear God, I thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
I thank you for your law.
为你的律法感谢你。
You love us enough to say this is how I want you to live.
你如此的爱我们，所以你对我们说，这是我想你怎么样生活。
This is how to live in relationship with me.
这就是你如何跟我有在跟我的关系中来生活。
Make us people who love you enough.
让我们成为就是这样爱你的子民。
That we find joy and delight.
让我们就在发现有这种喜悦。
In your law.
在你的律法中有喜悦。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.